I make it to work on time and head straight for the executive offices on the 14th floor. I wish I could say I'm feeling cool, calm and collected, but I'd rather eat a hedgehog smeared in Tabasco sauce than face Stella Judd this morning. I'm also starving. I didn't stop by Juicy Lucy's for my usual morning smoothie because my stomach is whirling with dread. Surprisingly, given his rubbish timekeeping, Ethan is already seated when I wade through the cigarette smoke and sit down next to him, my throat rasping at the stale air in the room. The 1970s have called numerous times to demand their Marlboro Man back, but Stella firmly believes Britain's smoking ban doesn't apply to her if she smokes outside the hours of 9 to 5 and opens the windows twice a day. As if reading my mind, she stubs out her cigarette and opens the window. The cool spring air rushes in, mixes with the cigarette smoke and scratches the back of my throat, making me cough.
"Sorry, terribly bad habit," Stella says.
She reminds me of a younger version of Helen Mirren, but with a Dior power suit and a potty mouth.
"So, I'll cut to the chase. Stuart Inman, why won't he work with you?"
"Did he not give you a reason?" I ask apprehensively.
"Lack of talent and a bad attitude. Apparently Quest's marketing team are in agreement that Ethan is BMG's shining star and you feed off his success."
I feel my jaw drop in shock as a pang of insecurity settles into my gut.
"That's not true at all, Stella," Ethan says firmly.
Stella waves her hand dismissively in Ethan's direction.
I know, I wasn't born yesterday. I've been head of this department for 10 years. How many copywriters and art directors do you think I've managed? I know this job, I know my team, I know Violet, and I don't buy Stuart Inman's bullshit for 1 second. So, I ask again, what's the story?"
I squirm in my seat, my rage against Stuart building. "We went on a date that didn't work out." Stella inhales a sharp breath and rolls her eyes.
"I fucking knew it," she declares, thumping her fist down on her desk and making my heart jump into my throat. "This is why I have zero tolerance for personal relationships in my department. I heard the rumours and I heard about the wine throwing. What did he do? Is this all on him?"
"In my opinion, it is."
"Mine too," says Ethan. "I don't recall asking you what you thought," Stella barks. "And what on earth have you done to your hair? Are you trying to look like Hugh Grant?"
Ethan adjusts his tie, his eyes retreating under a bewildered frown.
No. I'm not trying to look like Hugh Grant." "Good, because you'll never pull it off."
She folds her hands together on the desk in front of her.
"Now, Violet, you're a good-looking girl. Smart, funny, talented, and I have eyes. So I can see that Stuart Inman is a 6-foot sack of ripped and toned muscle. But he's also a human-sized bollock. What were you thinking?"
"Well, in retrospect, it wasn't my finest moment."
"You're damn right it wasn't. How old are you?"
28.
28. You know what I was doing when I was 28?
No.
I was going through my second of 4 divorces. Philip Lovett. Have you heard of him?" "Aw, Philip,"
she mutters pensively, her blue eyes sparkling with nostalgia.
"He used to be so much fun, until career competitiveness turned him into a jealous prat. We were on a secondment to New York. It was horrific. Never ever fall in love with someone you work with. Philip has turned into a stuffed shirt and I'm still bitter. We were true bohemians back in the day."
"Stella, a bohemian? The woman who lives in Chelsea, buys her groceries from Harrods and wears Chanel cocktail dresses to put the bins out. Have I stepped into the twilight zone?"
"I'm sorry to hear that, Stella, but I was never in love with Stuart Inman." She looks at me in surprise. "So what's the problem?"
My brain is screaming at me to flee the interrogation and try to forget any of this happened. I glance briefly at Ethan as he just shifts nervously in his seat. Stella notices him too.
"Fake Hugh Grant? Why are you being so twitchy?"
"For the last time, I'm not trying to look like Hugh Grant. This isn't 1995 and he's old enough to be my father. Nobody wants to look like Hugh Grant."
"Tell that to your hair. Now back to you, Violet. I'm still waiting for information. Don't make me wait any longer."
"We went out, had a nice time. One thing led to another, but it didn't go too well." I take a deep breath. Okay, he couldn't perform and he blamed me for it."
"He blamed you for what?"
"For his poor performance."
Stella's body stiffens and the angles of her face harden. "Violet, I'm still bitter about the plot holes in Lost. When I only get half a story, I tend to get really pissed off."